One, two. Okay, I received a word from a very dear friend in New Zealand, Richard Brunton, who Mark knows. And it was one word, victory. And it sort of got that a week ago. And it's been sitting with me, and it's been an interesting week. But this is what the Lord's given me about victory. And it's a word for this year, for this people, for this city, for this nation. And the first question I asked God was, how victory? How do we get victory? And his word was very simple. It's his grace, his unmerited favor. It's not what we do. It's through faith, trusting him. It's in his strength, is what he's saying. In other words, just trust him. He's going to do it. And things need to be in their right order, he said. And that means in the right place of fellowship, in the right relationships, in the right fit and function. For some of you, that might be as simple as Bible college this year, or it might be children's work, or it might be community outreach, or it might be missions. But find where you fit and function and do it. It's a time of realignment before assignment. And that simply means you've got to be in the right place. And it might not be where you feel comfortable, but it's where God wants you to be. And you will find that you'll fit and relate and you'll function when you're in that right alignment with him. And it might be uncomfortable at times, but no, it's the Lord. It's a year of open doors, but you must rise up and walk through in his steps as he orders. Don't try and open the doors yourself. He will open them, but when they're open, go through in his steps. The right way is his way. Don't try and force things to happen. Otherwise, you'll end up with an Ishmael. Not in your effort or your strength, but trust good Father with faith and obey him. Radical and powerful miracles are part of this victory for 2017. Radical and powerful miracles. Even this morning, I speak healing to those that need it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
There's all power and all miracles are all in him. It's not something we do, it's something he does through us. Be open to be used by him. 2017 is a breakout year for many. Be prepared to pay the price in prayer and by grace and by faith. But don't underestimate the time on your knees before him. Love him, trust him. He says, I want you to love me and be in me above everything else. If you're not in that place of closeness to him, you can't do anything. Get that right first. Know that he is just. We decide, we say, we will follow Jesus and we become saved. But we also need to decide that he is just. That simply means whatever happens around us, no matter how bad it might look, he's got it in control and he's doing the right thing. That's total trust in him. Not decide just to be saved, but decide to trust and to know that he is just. He is faithful. He really is totally, completely faithful. And he will do it. And that's the word of the Lord this year. This is a bigger than normal word. But take it in. I'm going to type it up and send it to Mark and get it out. This is significant, people. It's a year of breakthrough and victory. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.